Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Certain tax advantages for ag land buyers are available in what's called the IRS Section 180. Nebraska Extension ag economist Shannon Sand explains what that is and how land buyers can take advantage of it.
Okay, so IRS Section 180 is a code within the IRS that has provisions which may allow landowners of newly acquired land to treat the residual fertility present in the soil at the time of purchase as a deductible cost for ag production. So it's very specific use cases. So it is going to be really important to talk to your tax professional prior to the purchase of the land, ideally, about whether or not this may be a possibility. So generally, you want to file it in the tax year the land is purchased. However, there are some opportunities. And again, the thing with taxes is they change every year, that exists for filing an amended tax return that could be filed up to 3 years after the land was acquired. But again, those are very special use cases. You would really want to talk to your tax professional. Ideally, soil sampling should be conducted prior to or shortly after the land is purchased and prior to any additional fertilizer applications. There's a question I'm going to ask myself beforehand is this land at a premium? If the answer is yes, there is the possibility that you could claim it as a Section 180, because generally that premium land means there's additional fertility, which again, potentially you could use as a tax deductible. If you rented the land prior to purchasing, the answer is no. So again, I feel like this one has so many, like it's very specific about the use case that it can be used for. If you rented it prior to purchasing it, you cannot take advantage of Section 180. So like if you, now I don't know how far back that look period is on that. So you would, again, really want to consult your tax professional. But if you never rented it and you just bought the property, then absolutely you want to talk to your tax accountant and an agronomist. Again, I would talk to the tax accountant and see if it's a possibility. And then you want to talk to an agronomist to see, again, what all needs to be done for it, because there is specific sampling that has to be done in order to do the calculation so that you know what the residual fertilizer supply is. The excess amount can be measured by grid sampling. Basically, a buyer can anticipate that grid sampling, and I pulled this from University of Illinois, so it could be very different in Nebraska, but their estimated cost per acre is $4 to $8. Agronomists and agricultural soil testing labs follow certain guidelines and procedures that they can use to determine like an average base or soil fertility for various soil types. And basically, once the grid soil samples are obtained, the fertility levels of those samples are compared to the base fertility guideline levels for particular soil types to establish the amount of excess fertility on a tract of acquired farm real estate. So like I said, very specific use case samples, and there are very specific requirements that have to be met in order to take advantage of this. For example, let's assume that the farmland purchased is $8,000 an acre, and an agronomist pegs the excess fertility at $4,000 an acre. Comparable land in the area without excess fertility sells for $7,000. So when the $4,000 per acre for excess fertility is added to the land without excess fertility, that total is $11,000. Thus, the land is 63.6% of the total value, and the excess fertility is 36.4%. So the purchase price was $8,000 an acre. 36.4% of the amount of that is $2,912 per acre, or $2,912 per acre, I should say. So that will be the amount the IRS is willing to accept as the deduction for excess fertilizer supply, not the $4,000 an acre that the agronomist determined.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.